Some of the topics we learned about include Rabbi Yissi Haglili's halacha of a bal asher naki, naki mid mevel adis. Naki teaches that if a sher tam gor is a pregnant woman and killed the uber, the owner is exempt from paying the uber's value to the father. The reasons that naki is needed, even though the pasuk already states ki natsu anoshim anoshim leishvarim, the word anoshim implies only if a person was the cause does he pay the mevel adis. But if an ox was the cause, the owner does not pay the mevel adis. The machlik is regarding niskaven l'harig zeh v'harig zeh. If a person intended to kill his friend, but he unintentionally killed the woman, is he chayv to pay dmei vlodis or not? Rabbi Kiva's halacha of naki midzmei eved. Naki teaches that if a sher tam kills an eved kanani, the owner is exempt from paying the knas of 30 slum to the owner, and only if a sher muid kills an eved kanani, does the owner pay knas. Rabbi Kiva's halacha of ma'ish nizakab liyarshav, af ish nizkeho liyarsheha. Just as when the victim is a man, the kefer belongs to his inheritors, so too when the victim is a woman, the kefer belongs to her inheritors, and not to her husband, because hoyel ve'emeshtalim el achar misa, the obligation of kefer takes effect only after the victim dies, and ve'ena bal noitel baro kefer muchzik, and the husband does not inherit potential assets that his wife did not own when she was alive. However, her husband does inherit her nizakin, compensation for damages, even if she dies afterward, because she was a muchzik since the chiyuv for nizakin takes effect while she's still alive.